Ahmadinejad has shown no desire to open the lines of communication and dialogue with his opponents. He has had no patience for dissidents. He has followed a very hard rule, an iron fist policy towards his opponents, and that's how he is going to behave against the recent surge of popular unrest in Tehran. The people who are rallying in the streets of Tehran and other major cities in Iran are challenging the authority of the regime, and that's very much like the unrest in Egypt. Now, the difference is that in Egypt, the security forces refrained from opening fire and killing the people in the streets, whereas the security forces in Iran are loyal to the regime and have no issue in using fatal force to suppress the opposition movement. I don't think that we should expect a regime change in Iran anytime soon, anything resembling the Egyptian experience. I don't think that Ahmadinejad is going to step down like Mubarak did, or even the supreme leader, even less likely that he would step down. I think that the Iranian regime has some degree of support in the population. It has some degree of, there are vested interests in Iranian society that support the Islamic regime in Iran, which makes the case in Iran a bit different to what we observed in Egypt.